Thanks for joining us for this Friday's edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled The Right Words, and it was written by Monica LaRose. In the past year or so, a number of authors have urged believers to take a fresh look at the vocabulary of our faith. One writer, for example, emphasized that even theologically rich words of faith can lose their impact when, through overfamiliarity and overuse, we lose touch with the depths of the gospel and our need for God. When that happens, he suggested, we may need to relearn the language of faith from scratch, letting go of our assumptions until we can see the good news for the first time. The invitation to learn to speak God from scratch reminds me of Paul, who devoted his life to becoming all things to all people for the sake of the gospel. He never assumed he knew best how to communicate what Jesus had done. Instead, he relied on constant prayer and pleaded for fellow believers to pray for him as well, to help him find the right words to share the good news. The apostle also knew the need for each believer in Christ to remain humble and receptive each day to their need for deeper roots in his love. It's only as we deepen our roots in God's love, each day becoming more aware of our dependence on his grace, that we can begin to find the right words to share the incredible news of what he's done for us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for far too often taking your grace and goodness for granted. Help us to grasp in new ways the depths of your grace and love and just what that means for us. Help us find the right words to share what you've done with others so that they would also experience the freedom and joy we have in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.